Hi, everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. Before I begin this video, I would like to wish Brendan a happy birthday today. I hope today is filled with so much joy, love, health, healing, and anything else that you could ever want. And that goes for every single day of your life. I think about you often. And I send you so much love, Brendan. Thank you for your presence. And so this video is a continuation of everything that I have been discussing. So my last video, I kind of kept it simple, giving you just a little bit of a guidance because I, of course, was going through something and the timing just didn't feel right. And even yesterday, I wanted to really get you a video, but the timing wasn't right. So here I am today, and I feel that the timing is correct to continue on. So if we continue on with everything that we have been talking about following the star, excuse me, the star signifies the inner light, the inner illumination, the soul within, the spirit within, following Christ light, okay? We must create our own embodiment. And then we have to work with the letter Gimel of the Hebrew alphabet, which is the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet that works with the three wise men. The three wise men also went through their ascension cycle riding on the camel. They were working with, at that point, the light of the Ein Sof through the spinal canal. Now, this is the time when you are working with the 7 days of creation of Zion. Zion is the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it hooks us up to what we are going through currently. This is through time now. Time, of course, works through blood. And I was laying in bed last night, and I noticed that one of our clocks, the clock on our bedroom wall, stopped there, and we need to replace it with a battery. And I was like, well, I haven't been hearing that tick-tock. And then I began to think about, I placed my hand over my heart. I'm not sure you can hear that. The beating of our heart works the same way that the clock was worked, how the clock was developed with the thuds. Tick-tock. Tick-tock. The rhythm of our heart. And I keep telling you, time works through blood. It has nothing to do with what is actually taking place in this reality through the clock on the wall. Yet, it still is time. God's time is eternal, and we are eternal beings. The time of the clock, when we focus on the time of the clock, we are not actually focusing on the eternity of things or eternal presence of things. We are restricting ourselves to a set time frame, either in the past, in the future, that we have no way of understanding because we're so focused on the past and dealing with anxiety and fear of our future, we're losing present moments. So I thought about that, and I just wanted to share that with you. And so in the video that I labeled the camel of the three wise men, I put on the video display Mark 10:25, the image of that. And it says, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. I have known lots of wealthy people who have a hard time giving. I don't I don't understand that because I've never had that type of wealth. But I understand it because I haven't had lots of wealth in this reality. Greed. Or the fear of, if I give this away, I'm not going to have any. I guess they are rich and stay rich because they don't use it. I don't know. I don't understand it. They're always saving and saving and saving or investing. But yet they still spend on themselves to show that they are wealthy. So it deals with lots of greed, lots of this reality type of mindset. So I want to talk about, and it has nothing to do, but it has nothing to do with you. You know, it's about when we are rich, there's lots of emotions or lots of restrictions, lots of 3D reality type of mindset. Mind you, you know, for the most part, that's how it is. Money deals with a lot of the 3D reality mindset, right? And belonging to this reality. To get through the eye of the needle works with the camel or gimel of the Hebrew alphabet, the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, there are secret meanings through every letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And every letter of the Hebrew alphabet is going to connect you to several other letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And if you want that explanation of gimel or the camel, please go back to my other videos. I'm going to try and keep this as brief as I possibly can. Gimel, the value of three, signifies the law of three. More specifically, the top of the tree of life through the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the very top of the tree of life. When you're working with the higher aspects of self, bringing spirit into matter. Now, we are always going through these cycles. You will, through your ascension cycle, work through the top of the pyramid because you're going to ascend and descend, ascend, descend, ascend, descend, ascend, descend. I am saying four times because I have watched this mass in my eye do that four times. Time. So it descended, ascended, descended, ascended, descended, ascended. And this was, of course, the cycle of me accumulating all of the 12 cell salts first. We don't hook up or take embodiment of our Merkaba or light body. We don't hook up through that until after we have actually accumulated all 12 cell salts. Then you begin higher levels of initiation, which are still going to work through the same parts of the tree of life that you have already worked through throughout your beginning and then your middle and till the time that you have accumulated all of those 12 soul salts, just at higher levels or higher octaves or higher dimensions. So you are going to actually have to work through, when we know we have the three brains of the mind, the heart, and the gut, you have the four worlds. 4 times 3 is 12. So when we're working with the three brains, this is why 4 is what I'm talking about. 4, 3 times 4 is 12. You're going to work through these cycles about 4 times through the three levels of the higher aspect of self or the top part of the pyramid. and work your way through. So that's what I'm talking about, the law of three and becoming, incorporating the law of three into one unification. This is also of building the wings, working through the Hero Gamos. There are three levels to every single level, and you must work through those levels. That's why it can seem as if we are repeating things in our cycle. You are, and you might have the same like type experiences and the same type testing, because you have to go back to a point and make sure that that point has been purified. So if I go to this past weekend, like I mentioned in my video, that I was going to go somewhere with my family. And it was through a setting of, you know, bluegrass and music where I used to have to drink. A crowd where everybody's drinking and having a good time. So my anxiety would get so high because I just didn't know how to deal with myself. I didn't know who I was. I was lacking confidence in who I was. Of course, you know, I was in pain and all kinds of reasons. I didn't feel accepted. And I really wanted to stay home last weekend or this past Saturday. I was really trying to make myself, convince myself to stay home. You don't feel good. You can do this. And you're really tired. You know, you can, you know, work on yourself here. You can clean up the house. And, you know, but then I was like, oh, I should go. I should go and see how I behave. I haven't actually been out I haven't had an experience like this in maybe 4 or 5 years now. My time at home has been necessary through being the caregiver for my mother-in-law. So I've been homebound, pretty much, minus, you know, doing the errands and little things like that. But from social activities, I've been confined at home, spending time with Barb. And so it's, I knew eventually I was going to have to go back into that type of environment. We can't expect ourselves to be good people or be in the embodiment of love, receive our higher self, if we are refraining from doing something or refraining from certain groups or certain experiences. And I'm not saying we have to do this all the time. But you have to keep in mind that if you are refraining from being around certain people, you're choosing only to be with like-minded people, right? Which means you're limiting yourself, which is a limit, which means it's a limited belief, which means it's still a negative aspect of self. It means you are not in the center of love. So it was necessary for me to go and see how I could handle myself and if I knew who I was still by going. And we got there, you know, yeah, a little bit of nerves again, because it's been so many years since I've been outdoors with other people other than my husband. And these are people that I've always been, I felt threatened by, and feel as if, you know, my gosh, they're going to hurt me and, you know, all kinds of things. So I got there and, you know, we said our highs and stuff. My husband eventually asked me if I wanted a beer. I said, sure. Let's see. I took what, 1, 2 sips, and I mean sips. And, you know, I felt it in my heart. And I felt a little tipsy already. It has never taken lots of alcohol to make me loopy and, of course, just become somebody I wasn't. We actually think that when we're drinking alcohol, we become our true self. But It's actually the opposite. You might lose the illusion of your the emotions that you've been holding, but it's still not who you are. It's still not who you are. And as I was really focused, you know, because every single thing I do, I try to, whether I am watching TV or eating or being active, I try to really focus on what is taking place within my body or my mind, my heart, and my body. That's how you learn who you are. Well, the alcohol one, the smell of alcohol is, my senses have developed so much that the smell of alcohol is very, makes me nauseous anyway. So that's one thing. And the tasting of spirits. And I want to kind of talk about that spirit here, because alcohol in another form is called spirit. But I have been smelling that. I can smell it on people. I can smell it in anything that contains alcohol. And so the symbolism behind that is spirit. And we're working with spirit right now. So there's a symbolism. And so I ended up feeling that burning, you know, from alcohol, which people call soothing, whatever, kind of take over the space of my heart, almost like, you know, the dripping of liquid over the heart. And I was like, huh. You know, because our true being is going to first hook up in the heart. Well, you know, the birth of Christ in the solar plexus, the blooming of the permanent seed atom of within the heart, it's going to seat itself there and become something. And in order for you to understand that the coming, it has to rise into the crown for you to see your inner illumination. So I just kind of, you know, tiny sips, and eventually, I mean, like maybe five, if that. And I looked at my husband and I was like, here, I just can't. And so we were there for about 4 hours, maybe 5 hours, I don't know. I didn't need to drink. I was truly myself. I also noticed looking at people and not judging the people who I saw outside of me. Really observing these people for their own characters of who they truly are without judgment. Therefore, I was very comfortable in my own skin. I wasn't sweating like I usually do because I was so uncomfortable, full of anxiety. My emotions were all over the place. And that's why we have anxiety, is because we're not dealing with emotions, unresolved emotions, and not knowing who we truly are. And so I was very comfortable. And towards the end of the night, you know, coming home, I was like, I did a good job. I went and I faced it. I can now be around people who are doing things that I won't be doing or that I normally used to do, and now I don't, and still feel like I am whole. That is the testing of understanding of who you truly are. It doesn't mean that I have to go back into these experiences like this on a continued basis. It doesn't. But it's necessary to put yourself back into that situation. You know, it's like, was it last year or the year before? I think it was 2 years ago when I defeated my fear of drowning. I went into the ocean, you know, 2 years ago, and I loved it, and we swam for about 2 hours. And then I was like, well, the next summer when we go back, I have to make sure I go back into the water no matter what is taking place. Because I have to double check and make sure. Was that just a fluke? What was taking place? I have to prove again to myself that I am truly who I say I am, and that I have truly conquered those fears. And if you can, you've proven something. It takes continued action in proving who you are. So, you know, I might have to go back again at a higher level or a different level or a different time frame to see at a different type of a situation. So this was more like a restaurant type of bluegrass. Some people are still more composed, you know? Many of the times the festivals are outdoors and people are just open and running around and, you know, their own alcohol containers, the you know, coolers and golf carts and just having a real good time. And so I might have to go into that type of scenario. But anyway, let's talk about the eye of the needle. That's a tight squeeze. It's a tight squeeze. We know how when we're trying to thread our own needle, I know for myself, you're going cross-eyed, you're trying your darndest to get that thread into the needle. And you're licking the thread and you're doing all kinds of things, you know. Eventually you might need help, ask somebody else to do it, or to use that little threading tool instead of trying to do it yourself, or put on some glasses, whatever it is that you have going on. In other words, it's just very hard to get that thin needle into a thin hole within the needle. So Gimel still works with our spine, like I mentioned in my previous video. It is the camel that has wings eventually will have wings to fly. And this still works through, of course, the Kundalini, but more specifically the central canal of the spine, more specifically the wick of the candle. Now, you, prior to going through this, the heart must be calm. This is the full embodiment of self, which means that the 12 cell salts that you have accumulated into the womb is now nestled within the solar plexus, and the 13th aspect has now created the solar seed. The solar seed works its way into your secret chamber of the heart, which has three flames, bursts into those 12, also bursts into the 13th aspect of self, which works with the ruby ray, but also the peach ray. The ruby ray is the ray of resurrection, works through the spinal column, and rises to the wick of the candle. The wick of the candle is going to be the top of the base of the skull where the door is open to you. This is where I had an experience that prior to this moment here showed me, which is the soul that takes place within the sacred chamber of the heart, your own illumination. It was me being able to look down into my own heart and see the solar light, that star that we are following that is going to rise into the crown. It is the flame, the eternal flame that lights the brain and gives you illumination. So the wick of the candle is the thread of the eye of the needle, which is the first prism of light. And this first prism of light, of course, reflects all light. But it first begins in the back of the skull. Between, of course, it's your spine and skull where they both meet. That's just the beginning of it. And then there's, of course, the process of everything else that needs to take place. So as we have worked with our heart, and the heart has actually become its soul, its spirit within there, you are beginning to understand more about who you are. Not fully, because now the mind has to do the same process and connection as the body has. So the Merkaba has probably already began to slide into your heart. It's not completely done yet until the mind creates its own connection within. You don't see yourself until the mind has completely, the brain has completely made all of its hookups. There's a lot to it. There's so much to it. And even when you think, oh yeah, I've gotten it and it's connected, oh, there's so much to it. That's why I always say it's not done until it's completely done. And even when it's done, don't say it's done, because then you're just going to limit yourself and be very disappointed when you're like, oh, okay, there's more to do here. Now, we're working in Aries season anyway, and I have not made a video about Aries season. Aries works with the left and right, the lateral ventricles of the brain. Of course, that completes the hookup of the hemispheres. The ventricles of the brain are a major area of the brain that produces the cerebrospinal fluid and the light of the Ein Sof, where they are produced along with the choroid plexus, if I am pronouncing that correctly. So keep that in mind. It's highly significant, and I think I'm going to leave it here at this until my next video. I've actually made it a little bit longer than I had expected to. So, but you can get an idea of what's going on here. The wick of the candle is what draws up all that fluid. The fluid is what keeps the flame going. So the fluid becomes the oil, and the first prism of light becomes the spark, and the spark is what illuminates and activates the seeing of self from within. You're going to be able to see into your own heart your true self, therefore project your true self into this reality. But you're also, when you see into your own heart, it is because you have become God's heart through love. Love is God's heart, and therefore you can see God in all things. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.